Welcome to Rockstar Achievers. Today we have a really exciting guest who is a prime example of somebody who takes adversity and turns it into something beautiful that she then puts into the world to make a positive impact in the world to help change the world. Today our guest is Rayanne Hall. Rayanne is an author, speaker, local business owner, and founder of Now Networking, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. She started Now for two reasons. One, because she wanted to encourage women in supporting each other in business. And secondly, she wanted to give back to the community collectively by raising funds for scholarships, which are given to young women who are overcoming adversities. So she's taking something that she's been through and she's turning it around to make a difference in the lives of other young women. Having been a survivor of abuse, it is a passion of hers to give back and encourage others who are in similar situations. So again, I would like to introduce Rayanne Hall. And Rayanne, please, will you share with us, first of all, you said you're a business owner. What do you do in your business?
Well, I am an insurance agent, and I first want to thank you very much, Catherine, for the opportunity to be on this call with you and your podcast. You do a lot of great in the world. So I appreciate that. And I do insurance, auto and home, life and business. And I've been in the insurance industry for, gosh, 20 years. Time has flown. And I've worked for captive companies. But for the last 6 years, I've had my own brokerage. I'm partnered with Mosaic Insurance Alliance. But I do own Hall Insurance Agency under the umbrella of that brokerage. And I love working with clients, helping them get the best coverage, you know, at the best rates, because I have lots of companies I can go out to. It's it gives me that opportunity to have a good conversation, make sure they have the right coverages, but also fit into their budget as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Rayanne, how did you end up deciding to go into this particular industry?
Well, a great man that I knew in Idaho, of all places, hired me to be a part-time secretary. And then he liked me. He was actually trying to help me find a job with some of his colleagues. And then he ended up liking me and wanting me to represent him in his agency. He was a State Farm agent. And he ends up being the greatest boss I ever had. And to this day, I still think of him as the best mentor I will ever have. He just took me under his wing, taught me everything, and I went through all the licensing, got my licenses, and I've just been in insurance ever since.
Mm-hmm. As him being a great mentor, as you said, what are some of the biggest takeaways that you've gotten from him that have really helped you grow in your business and or personal life?
He was really big on asking questions and listening to the client. And I liked that, and also to his employees. And he was very motivating, and he lived his life consistently at a high bar. Mm-hmm. And it made you want to raise the bar in your own life because it was such a, so inspirational. I will say that he could definitely correct you and give you good critique, but what I loved about him is you never left his office without feeling like you could conquer it and that he believed in you. And he just had that brand that was like that. Maybe brand isn't the right word, but he just had the ability to lead from an abundance mentality. That's a better way to put it, because he would definitely help you to see what you need to work on, but also build you up before you left the office to know how much he believed in you and that you could do it, and all that you could achieve. And it just was so motivational working for him.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Doyle Stokes, by the way. Great man.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And as you have gone forward and you've been in the process of running your own business, what kind of things have you taken and then implemented into your business to be successful at what you do?
I think the same thing of asking questions and listening and then explaining the coverages and you know, asking them the questions. insurance is the what if, right? Nobody really likes to think about the horrible things that could happen in life. But when they do happen, you want to have the best coverage in place. And so we have to kind of go there and really talk to people about what the consequence could be if you don't have the right coverage in place and how that could impact you. And so it's to have that conversation and then to ask the right questions and listen and get the things in place so that they're not financially devastated if something happens. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I've implemented from what he taught me years ago.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And then as you've moved forward and you've built your business, you find, I know, because I've known you personally for a while, I know that you look for ways that you can continue to help people. And one of those things that you have done is starting your now networking your nonprofit foundation. And that's something that I've had the honor of being a part of. And I really, really love, well, not just what you've done, what you've put together, and how you're helping people. You've done an amazing job at growing this organization rather rapidly. And while doing so, changing so many lives, women in business, as well as these young women. So can you share with us a little bit about how you came about putting this together? And what was your, I know when I introduced you, I mentioned a couple of brief things as far as why you started this organization. I would love to hear more about, a little more in depth about what got you into this, thinking about this particular organization and putting it together.
Okay, wonderful. And yes, you were right there at the beginning, helping us kind of put this thing together. You were our treasurer for a couple of years. And you're always helpful at our gala. And anyway, we appreciate your involvement and your belief in our cause. The whole reason I started this was I was part of a group of women up in Bellingham, Washington, years ago called Whatcom Women in Business. And they would do an annual gala and raise funds for a scholarship. And I didn't see that happening down here. I didn't see a women's group that did that. And I thought, I want to create that. And the very first meeting, I mentioned a gala. And I know some people call it a gala. Whatever you want to call it, gala, potato, potato, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I mentioned it and I said, and I personally have been through some things as a child and I know my education changed the trajectory of my life. And so I faced some pretty hard adversities and abuse and I shared that with the group. And I said, wouldn't it be great if, we did this gala and the scholarship was specifically for young women overcoming abuse or some sort of an adversity. And everybody, it was pretty much unanimous that they loved the idea of it. And it just took on a life of its own. And most of the women, if not all, but I think none of us are immune to adversities or challenges in our life to some degree. But most of the women it said, yes, I had some things happen to me as a child and I faced things as a young adult and all of these things. And it was strong women that helped them through. And I could, and also men, but there's something special about women empowering women, and especially in our day and age, but we won't get political here. But, mm-hmm. It is something amazing when, to support women in the cause and the Me Too and the Time's Up. And the timing of all of this, we started this before Me Too and Time's Up even came about, and it was our mission back then to help that cause and to help these young women who've been through some difficult things. And so that kind of just took, that became the heartbeat of our group, really, because we found all these wonderful, amazing young women who face such hard things, and they have this spirit of resiliency and desire and drive to move forward. And our program's unique because it, like I say, it took a life of its own, so it became a perpetual fund. And we don't just give them money and walk away. We actually contact them throughout the year and we visit with them and we mentor them and they come to our meetings and of course they come to our gala. Excuse me. And so it's just been wonderful. And it's something that we want to get them through college so that they receive that degree, mm-hmm. and then prepare them to enter the business world.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful in of itself, the women that you're helping to be able to do that. And so you have a gala coming up, correct?
Yes, we do. It's our gala is March in every year. So we've had two so far, and our next one coming up is March 15th, 2019. And there's lots of places you can find it. One of the easiest is givechangeinspire.com. It takes you right to our gala information flyer, and there's buttons you can click to purchase tickets, donate items, silent or live auction, or to be a sponsor. And we have some great sponsors, Windermere, you know, Deanna Hill. She's always been a great supporter, and Liesl Mordhorst with Evergreen Mortgage. We also have some new ones, Maureen Curris with Legal Shield. There's several. I can't mention them all, but if you go to our website, which is nownetworkingwa.com, I say WA, but it's nownetworkingwa.com. And under the events page, you can see all the sponsors under there. Print West out of, where are they? They're over in Woodinville. And they, every year, have done all our printing. But I just got to give a shout-out to all of them because they're what makes this happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's March 15th. It's March 15th, 2019. And then all the amazing members of our group. Such amazing women. I was looking at the members page on our website, and I just love every single one of them. And even past members, they come back for the gala if their schedule can't, you know, they can't make it to our weekly meetings, but they can still support the gala because they love the cause. And anyway, I just love them all, and I admire them all. And it's an amazing group of women, really cohesive, and everyone's championing each other, supporting each other's business, and then just have such a love to give back to the community, especially these young women. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
And how many scholarships have you given out so far?
So we have given out 7, and uh-huh. we have 6 still in the program, which is wonderful. And what we do is we're trying to grow this even bigger so that perpetual fund could be even more, and that our scholarships can be bigger and impact more lives. But, you know, we were so excited the first year that we just raised $6,000, and we thought that was amazing. And then the second year, we more than doubled that. And so we're hoping to double it again, just every year, just build on it. If we more than doubled it, that's great too. But, you know, we just want to make it bigger and impact more lives.
Mm-hmm. That is exponential growth.
And yes, it's been exciting. And it's everybody's effort. It's certainly not my own. I could never do this on my own. And we have a board and we have a committee. And I mean, you've mm-hmm. been part of it too. Jen Hilton, Danielle Green, Wendy Leva, Liz Nugent. Of course, I mentioned Deanna Hill. She was a big part of the first couple too.
Mm-hmm.
But and just everyone. I don't want to leave anyone out. All the members. But yeah.
I know it's hard to say everybody's name. Definitely.
Right.
So I'm sure they all know how much you do appreciate them, because I know that you do make an effort every time that you meet to acknowledge and show your appreciation to the entire group. And I want to point out real quick, though, you said you've given out 7 scholarships so far. And I just want to make that clear that's 7 scholarships within the first 2 years. Of starting this program, which I find that to be just amazing that you've been able to do that, or as a group. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, every little bit counts. And, you know, again, we want these scholarships to be bigger and bigger. We've been giving out $2,000 scholarships is what we've been doing. But the first year we gave out $1,500 scholarships, second year, $2,000 plus. We had some money for the perpetual fund, but we would love to, you know, give out $5,000 scholarships to everyone in the program, just to supplement what they're already getting through their other things, you know, as far as financial aid or grants. And we try to help them with other grants that are available, and people reach out. Anyway, I think the more we can get out there and show people what we're doing and who we're affecting, because we don't really look at their GPA. We look at their attitude, you know, their story, their attitude, what they've been through, how they're giving back, and their drive to move forward. And they just need a leg up, because a lot of us who went through adversities through high school, our grades maybe weren't that great. It doesn't mean that we're not capable and able to get a college degree. Just need a little support. It's hard to go through those difficult things while you're learning, you know? So I personally can see that, because I didn't have a 4.0 for sure. I think I was close to a 3, but I mean, I think that that's the biggest thing, is we look for the kids that are have gone through a lot and are striving to succeed, and they're giving back. I love the applications we get when we see all their extra activities of giving back to the community already. And almost every single one of them that we gave a scholarship to had a desire to give back, to help other people, because people have rallied around them and are trying to help them through their difficult circumstances. And they already have, in their young heart, have a desire to give back. I find that inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very moving.
Yeah, it's been so fun to see how it's grown, isn't it, Catherine?
It has been.
It's become something so big.
It has been, and I am a proud supporter of everything that you do in that.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And so moving on, one more thing I would like to touch on with all this. I mean, you've clearly done some very amazing things with going through your own story of abuse, building your own business, and having run that for several years, and then starting this nonprofit organization. And you've done an excellent job at building this and being a leader and rallying around with other women to help build this. And then on top of that, you've also written a book.
Yes, and that came about because of these great, inspiring young women. Did I interrupt you, by the way?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, and like I say, this has taken on a life of its own, and I thought what I'd really like to do is give them all. I created this book called Forward Principles, and I got connected with Baselli Publishing out in Bellevue. They have a 6-word lesson series, and it's really clear and concise chapters they call it snackable wisdom. And what I love is it's impactful and easy to read and easy to absorb. Because when you're going through something really difficult, sometimes you just need a big, you know, a little paragraph to get you motivated to keep going forward. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so this book is just beautifully put together. I love their platform and how they've created it, because it's snackable wisdom that you can just take each day and implement it. And the Forward Principles, there's 10 of them, and it talks about being present, forgiving, and organizing your day and having those goals and how to be resilient. It's so much. Excuse me. But it's also very simple. And it just helps us to remind us that it's a mind shift. I really want for us victims we're really survivors. I don't like to call us victims, but we were at one point, and we're survivors and we're trying to thrive in life. And sometimes it's a mindset, because what happens to us in our formative years can really affect that. So it takes a little extra effort to move forward. So I use that, I kind of giving you all of that, because that was the motivation behind the book. And then I give it to these girls that get the awards, and then we talk about it throughout the year. And a lot of them have found it to be really good advice and motivational, and they can just pick it up at any time. You know, a lot of them have read the book, but they go back to it because it's that snackable wisdom, and it just reminds them to keep going forward, keep fighting the good fight, and that we can do this. It's really hard to say in just a couple minutes the effects of abuse, but there's depression, there's lack of self-esteem, and so the book is really powerfully impactful because it's positive, and it's practical ways to move forward from those things that you've had set back. And what I found, too, is people asking me to speak now, So I kind of needed to get my material together so that I could give it to them in a way that they could read it, not just like an article or something. And so that was the other reason to look at getting a book put together. And so now I've been speaking to women's groups, even church groups, but a lot of them are women's groups, domestic violence groups, because they're hearing about what I'm doing and they're interested in the story. And I thought, I got to find a way to do this. And while I have all this other stuff going on, I have such a passion for it. Once a month, I'll take a speaking gig, if you want to call it a gig, but I'll take a speaking opportunity to go out and share the message. And then I share the proceeds with our NOW scholarship fund. So it's all tied to our nonprofit.
Wow.
I'm getting all passionate here on the interview. I am passionate about this topic, that's for sure.
You are. And also, hadn't you been recently featured on TV?
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Let's mention Amity Idrisi from King 5 News. She's like our ambassador. She has her own Me Too story. And when I saw her share her story, if any of you out there listening, go Google Amity Idrisi or King 5 News Seattle Anchor Me Too story, something like that, and watch this video because it is amazing. She had me in tears. I watched it several times, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have her as our MC? And one of the ladies in our group, Angela Kirby, she went out and got connected with her, and she came on board, and she was our MC last year. She's going to be our MC next year. And when I was telling her about this program and how passionate I was, and she and I were kind of getting teary because we were sharing similar stories from our youth. And I was telling her about this and our program and my story. And she said, "Fran, I'd like to interview you on King 5 News." And so she interviewed me about the gala. And then when my book came out, I was talking to her on the phone, and she said, "Yes, let's have you on." So she's been a really great support for the cause, and herself going through something very difficult as a young woman and then conquering and, you know, moving into this successful career in broadcasting. She has an Emmy, actually. So it's pretty big that we get Amity, and she's just a wonderful, genuine person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up. She's a great support.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I saw that she was emceeing again this year, and that was really exciting that she's going to be doing that, you've made such an impact on her through this, through both your story and through this organization, that she's jumped on board and she's grasped onto this, this movement that you have created.
Yeah. And really we have as a group, you know, you too, as well, as part of being NOW Networking. So it really has been a collective effort. I know I'm kind of leading the cause because I'm the president and founder of the group, but like I say, I give credit to all the members with all their hard work. It takes a lot to put off a gala and to raise funds like this. And we have some pretty amazing partners, don't we?
Absolutely. And that reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. I believe it's Steve Jobs that said this: "Nothing in business was ever done alone." Wait, how does it go?
Yeah.
Nothing great or nothing successful in business was ever done alone. It's done by a team of people. I know that's not the direct quote, but
yeah,
the idea
might vary a little bit. That's the idea.
Right.
That's a good one.
Right. But the idea is that we don't do it alone. It is a group effort. It is a team effort. And that's just what you keep emphasizing, is it wasn't just me. It's my team. It's all of these women.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and they all have a unique quality that they bring and a unique compassion. And some of the young women connect with me, and some of them connect with another person, and it's really neat to see that kind of happen organically as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
definitely. Well, Rayanne, thank you so much. That was beautiful. So many wonderful messages within that, and I love everything that you shared, and I love what you're doing, and I'm really excited for your upcoming gala, and I hope that you have a fabulous turnout and that you're able to bring in more funds and continue to grow exponentially.
Thank you so much. I believe this will help as well. And just remember, everybody, March 15th, it's the place to be, Edmonds Community College. And you'll get to meet these amazing, inspiring young women. They'll be there. So I hope you come out.